This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen all the pictures where houses are literally covered beyond the roof. You don't even know there's a house there.
Now President Trump has seen the devastation in person, visiting parts of North and South Carolina yesterday, which were devastated by Hurricane Florence, and the flooding continues.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
The president saying the federal government started early with storm preparation and will be staying late to make sure that everything gets done. A lawyer for the woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault says there's no need to rush to a hearing. However, Republicans have scheduled a hearing on Monday to address Christine Blasey Ford's claim that Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were teenagers. And Republicans say it's either that hearing on Monday or nothing. And this is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping from our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
The State Department says terrorists killed fewer people last year. The State Department report saying deaths from terrorists fell by 27%, attacks down 23% as compared to 2016. A woman convicted of helping to kidnap Elizabeth Smart was released from prison yesterday and placed at a hotel in South Salt Lake, Utah. But Wanda Barzee's new neighbors aren't too happy she's there. This woman saying she ran into Barzee at the South Salt Lake Hotel and didn't realize at first who she was.
I remember her face because I smile. I always smile at everyone around here. They're all homeless. And I said, hi, not realizing it was her, though.
That woman saying she may move out of the complex if Barzee stays for too long. Barzee's on supervised probation and could be sent back to prison if she fails to follow conditions of her release. Tom Selleck is leaving the National Rifle Association Board of Directors, the actor stepping down because of a busy work schedule. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll finding Democrat Andrew Gillum leading in the race for governor of Florida. A survey of likely voters by Reuters, Ipsos, and the University of Virginia Center for Politics, giving the Tallahassee mayor 50% support as compared to 44% for Republican Ron DeSantis. Gillum is ahead of DeSantis also among independents by a wide margin, 61% to 21%. A newly promoted naval officer and mother of three found dead in Jacksonville, Florida, on the same day she was to get a restraining order on her boyfriend. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Chief Petty Officer Andrea Washington was found dead just after midnight. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is treating the case as a suspected homicide. Details on how she died have not yet been released. According to a police report, Danny Beard, her boyfriend, pointed a gun in her face and threatened to kill her on September 2nd. Washington was a 19-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and worked as a gas turbine mechanic on the USS Hugh City, which is a guided missile cruiser based at Mayport. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And LeBron James is teaming up with the director of Marvel's Black Panther for Space Jam 2, a follow-up to the 1996 live-action film featuring Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes bunch. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Coming up next month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I don't know if you're aware of that. Of course, you're definitely aware of the increasing conversation about domestic violence, whether it has to do with Congressman Keith Ellison or the accusation towards Judge Kavanaugh. This is a serious topic, and, you know, what are we going to do about it? Well, let's bring on an expert. Dr. Ramona Probasco is with us. She is herself a survivor of domestic violence, who's also a certified counselor on the topic, shares that domestic abuse does not have to be the end of the story. Instead, healing well and living free is within reach. Dr. Probasco, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome, and thank you so much for coming on and talking about this, because right now there is, you know, whenever there's a conversation about domestic violence, it runs the spectrum. And because of the political environment, I cringe, because I think some of the statements that are put out there are irresponsible. So I am delighted that you're here with us today, so that you can, you know, anchor this down in reason where it belongs. You yourself as a survivor of domestic violence, you know, whenever we talk about any kind of domestic violence, it shatters us all to the core. I know some women would like to think that men are ill-affected, or they could care less, or they're immune to this. But, you know, what we have there on the male side is you've got fathers. You've got husbands. We're all, you know, family members that are all affected with this, with this problem that is, you know, pervading our society today.
That's exactly right. And I want to applaud you, Bill, and your program for being willing to talk about this subject. And thank goodness more people are beginning to. And I absolutely agree with you. There are terrific men out there. I've had some fantastic interviews with both men and women. But men that are genuinely concerned about this epidemic as well, because 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men experience some form of severe physical violence in their lifetime in the United States, and globally it's 1 in 3 women. So if you haven't been affected directly yourself, you either know someone or eventually will. So it's important that we educate ourselves on this.
And the fact of the matter is that we're all involved in the solution in dealing with this. First of all, becoming aware. I mean, these numbers are astounding. that you think of one in four, one in seven men, because sometimes, you know, when we think of domestic violence, we only think about women, you know, being the victims, but very rarely do we hear about men, and so that's set aside, and as if they don't count. And I thought, you know, I got to tell you, I took grave exception to Senator Hirono out of Hawaii, the Democrat who made the statement saying that men should shut up. You know, that really bothered me on so many levels because, you know, when I, at least in the circles I travel, and I don't think I'm in an echo chamber, but in the people that I speak with, of all, you know, races, creeds, whenever this discussion comes up, the thing that I hear repeatedly is that generally in most cases, and I'm talking about when we talk about domestic violence, the person to come to the forefront, you know, to defend a victim oftentimes is a male. You know, and when it comes to adjudicating this situation, males are, I think, more harsh. And when I look at what's happened in terms of domestic violence, the things that have been going on in Hollywood, we talk about Weinstein and all this other stuff, and, you know, here's a woman saying, I want men to shut up. Well, women, you had a chance to speak up all this time with Weinstein and you know, others on down the line. And, you know, how well did you handle it? It's not that men need to be out of the conversation. We need to be involved in the conversation because this is a human condition which involves male and female and all the other genders that you want to include if you so want to bifurcate all the genders.
That's right. That's right. It's not, domestic violence is not a gender issue. You're absolutely right about that. It's a victimization issue. Mm-hmm. And even beyond that, it's a crime. So it doesn't matter what gender it happens to. It is about victimization. And, you know, when I share some of these stories with my husband, you know, it most often brings tears to the man's eyes. He just,
sure does.
Men that do not, possess this abusive mindset, because abuse is driven by a mindset, and we can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's foreign to them.
Exactly.
You know, and it does. It almost always brings tears to the man's eyes because he just, it's beyond his thinking that a man, or if the case may be a woman, would treat someone they say they love in this manner.
If anything would maybe turn your husband to violence would be hearing that story to say, you know, that he would want to do something about it. I'm just only just saying, you know, part of the emotional response, because I would tell you that if my wife came to me and said that she was abused like this, my back would stiffen and I would want to defend the cause. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
but that's more about protection and not
exactly
abuse. That's a protective response, not abusive response, which is wired into you. So
right.
That's a good thing, you know, but abuse is actually not about anger. And
right.
The reason for that, Bill, is because we all get angry. We don't all abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Abuse is about a mindset, a mentality, and it's primarily driven by a lack of empathy and entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of misnomers we have around this issue, a lot of myths that I, you know, daily debunk, and I educate people on what really drives this, because
exactly.
If it was anger, then everybody would be abusing.
Right.
Because
exactly.
All of us get angry from time to time.
No, you're exactly right. I agree with you. It is a mindset, and this is why in the show we confront the concept of invalidation. You know, if I invalidate you, you're less than. If you're less than I can do anything I want with you, right?
That's right.
And you're exactly right. And it starts. It's all very gentle. It's a process. It's not necessarily suddenly, you know, the perpetrator comes in and just starts busting heads. It's a little disrespect here and there that continues to grab a foothold and pronounce itself increasingly, does it not?
That's absolutely right. And I often use the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, but again, 85% of domestic violence victims are female, but that leaves 15% that are male. But I do tend to refer to that because it's so familiar to people. Dr. Jekyll, until Jekyll feels that attachment, once Jekyll secures the attachment, the emotional attachment with his or her partner, that's when Hyde comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It's the charming. It's the charisma. It is the sweeping that person off their feet type of experience, you know. And not everybody. It doesn't happen like that for everyone. But what you said about it starting off slow in smaller ways, not less significant, but in less subtle ways, and then it always escalates. Over time, it always escalates.
Exactly. And then, you know, you wonder and you question yourself, and reason seems to go out the door. Before you know it, you're kind of trapped. And when we come back, Dr. Probasco, I want to talk to you about, you know, the I guess the coupling of the two psychologies of the victim and the perpetrator when we come back. More from Dr. Probasco after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use Private Internet Access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone had the courage to say it.
We are the light of the world.
nothing like the light shining, as they say, is one of the best disinfectants. We're talking about domestic violence. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We are really privileged to have Dr. Ramona Probasco with us, who is a survivor of domestic violence. She's also the author of the book Healing Well and Living Free from an Abusive Relationship. Dr. Probasco, before we went to break, I started to address the idea that, in a abusive relationship, have you found in your research and with the people that you have counseled that you know, the personalities kind of link up? I mean, it's almost like a perfect, there's something about the personalities of the victim and the personality of the perpetrator that somehow, you know, it's like a magnet. It comes together. It's almost like somebody who is codependent. It takes somebody who you got somebody who's entitled, and you got somebody who, plays that role of the codependent. You get rid of one of those, and then it resolves itself in a sense. Are you finding out the same thing in domestic violence cases as well?
Well, there is some truth to what you're saying there. At the same time, there really isn't a particular prototype of a person that finds themselves in these type of relationships. What we do find is that people that have, and I talk about in my book, a term that actually Sandra L. Brown, author, coined the term super traits, that people with super traits tend to stay in these relationships. And super traits, simply put, Bill, are elevated levels of empathy, loyalty, tolerance, relationship investment, and a tendency towards over-responsibility. So people that do not have these elevated levels, because we all, unless we're a sociopath, we have empathy, loyalty, tolerance, those qualities. But people who tend to stay in these relationships and, quote-unquote, try to make them work or try to save the marriage or try to help them change are those people who have elevated levels, which puts them at risk. It makes them vulnerable to stay in the relationship as opposed to some who doesn't. And at the first sign of abusive behavior, that person runs for the hills. They get out of the relationship.
So. Exactly. Well, and it's got to be, especially if you have that high sense, that super trait that says, look at I take my marriage vows seriously, till death do us part. But, we have to think a little bit here is that, that it doesn't have to get to that point to where, somebody is abusing you to the point that where, and we read that in the newspaper, how people are, murdered as a result of domestic violence, and maybe it's a display of those super traits, but, it's got to be a tough deal, regardless. And one of the things that happens, like you address in your book, and that is a lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's like what happens in the house stays in the house, we'll cover it up with, glasses and makeup or whatever. But people, people know and they're aware, and they just, sometimes we just don't want to talk about it.
Well, there's a lot of shame, and because of like that Jekyll Hyde description I used earlier, there's a duality of presentation, meaning who and what the public sees is very different than what's happening privately. And in our own lives, no one would have suspected what was really happening. I mean, we look like the ideal couple, and we had it all together, the ideal perfect life, so to speak.
Right.
And I tried for many years to do a lot of the things that people in these relationships do. I tried to help him change. As a Christian, I really had a lot of confusion, Bill, about God and his nature and his heart for this matter. And I just thought, if I just throw a lot of prayer at this and just try to muster up as much faith as I possibly can and hang in there, that miracle was eventually gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And what I realized, the miracle did happen, but it was in me. It was me changing. It was me recognizing that abuse severs the marital covenant.
Exactly.
That I was free to leave, and God did not expect me to hang in there because he doesn't give out any gold stars in heaven.
Right.
You know, he is the gold star.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you're bringing this up, you know, Dr. Ramona, because, you know, the Christians that may be hearing this think, you know, like the same way, is that, hey, I, you know, this is my duty, my vow that I made to God, and, you know, and this is something that they need to be aware of and reconcile and do some study. Maybe, and I'm not saying take your word, but this is your experience. You're sharing it with them. And this is to enlarge their understanding and knowledge of what this is all about and what God intended for marriage and what the ideal marriage looks like.
That's exactly right. And you know, this can be complicated topic, you know, the whole divorce issue, but at the same time, it's not. And the way that I kind of break it down is I say, Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, he died for people. Mm-hmm. He did not die for institutions. Marriage is very important. I value marriage. I appreciate, I respect marriage. I thank God for my beautiful husband in my life today. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I realize that if we put institutions above the safety of a human life, then we have our priorities out of whack, because Christ didn't go to the cross for institutions. He went to the cross for you and me.
Exactly. Well said. And I think that's something for people to ponder and reconcile and put into proper balance here, because, you know, like you and like any temptation, God says that he gives us a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about this, you know, in terms of, you know, looking at it as a temptation, it's not just to say, well, let's just, you know, divorce is the easy way. But there, like you said, this is so complicated that to try to do this in and of yourself is very difficult. And this is where counseling, you know, comes in handy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I wish there's a lot of great books out there, but I wish that, and this is not to plug my book, it may sound like that, but that there was something like my book out there that lays out the actual steps in a non-clinical, simple but not easy format. And that's basically what I've done. I've taken what God taught me during that time, the people he used in my life, what I learned, the community I connected with, and I just wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now what I do with other domestic violence survivors and what I teach them. And, you know, you're right, it is not easy, and divorce is not a simple solution. As a matter of fact, I define divorce as a death with no body to bury and no one comes over with covered dish.
Oh, wow.
It is a lonely walk. So it's not a simple solution, but thank goodness we have this provision for us so that you don't have to stay in a situation that was never meant for you to live in.
Some of the steps that you addressed, I'm just going to read them off here. We touched on Break the Silence. We just touched on it. This is why you need to get your hands on her book, because there is so much here, experience, shared experience from others. You got to bring it out in the open. You got to break the silence. You got to tell the secret. Find your safe person. You know, the word is very clear that, you know, in terms of confession, it is agreeing with God's perspective on this, and you got to find that person that you can share this with so you can pray and that you would be healed. The other thing is, you call it what it is. Abuse is abuse. Third thing, educate yourself. The fourth is avoid shortcuts to healing well. So much to that. I mean, because whenever we're in the middle of this, Dr. Probosco, we want to get on the other side. You know, it's painful to get through, you know, from point A to point Z to full healing. It doesn't necessarily happen instantaneously. It's a process.
That's right.
So, again, remind everybody how they can get your hands on your book. It is a blessing, and I highly encourage those that need to study more to get their hands on your book.
Yeah, anywhere that online bookstores are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Christian Book, yes, they can get it there. And it's called Healing Well, Living Free from an Abusive Relationship, from Victim to Survivor to Overcome.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. To get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen all the pictures where houses are literally covered beyond the roof. You don't even know there's a house there.
Now President Trump has seen the devastation in person, visiting parts of North and South Carolina yesterday, which were devastated by Hurricane Florence, and the flooding continues.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
The president saying the federal government started early with storm preparation and will be staying late to make sure that everything gets done. A lawyer for the woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault says there's no need to rush to a hearing. However, Republicans have scheduled a hearing on Monday to address Christine Blasey Ford's claim that Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were teenagers. And Republicans say it's either that hearing on Monday or nothing. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? Hey, certainly. Your opinion counts. Your voice counts here. So drop me an email, good, bad, indifferent, bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Right now, time for Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Mr. Lou, how are you?
I am well. I'm glad to join you again this morning.
Always good to have you with us, Lou. Well, I'll tell you, former President Obama has been quite a study here. I think the first president ever to, you know, continue to live in Washington, D.C. after his presidency is over. What does he think? He wants to go in the middle of the night, go check the White House. Maybe he left a pair of socks there or something. You know, what does he want to, so why does he want to stay in D.C.?
Well, who knows, but that's a friendly environment for him because all the left-wingers are lurking there, and we're trying to beat them back and beat them out of Washington, but it's been a real challenge. And, of course, he's recently had some speeches in Illinois and California in which he is claiming that he deserves all kinds of credit for the economy.
Right.
That is bursting now. And as we know, though, the facts are that his recovery was the worst from any recession since the Great Depression. So he's just off in fantasy land.
Mm-hmm. Well, most recessions, you're talking 12, 18 months historically, Lou, his entire presidency was under recession, it would seem. His policies, what he did to stifle growth, to stifle job production, I mean, at every turn, and it's clear, there's a clear delineation between his economy and President Trump's economy. It is, I think, bombastic. It is a disconnect from reality to come up with kind of any kind of scenario. And I heard Maxine Waters first kind of suggest that it was Obama's economy. But then now, you know, he feels like, okay, I've got enough interference here so I can claim it's my economy. Oh, really? There's, I don't know of any economist in their right mind that can substantiate that premise.
Now, that's absolutely right. And of all things, he has the audacity to suggest that the tax cut, Republican tax cut, has increased the deficit, and we don't care about the deficit, et cetera. Here's the guy who borrowed more money during his administration, doubling the national debt, the greatest borrowing in history, and he is claiming that the Trump and Republican leadership are now causing a problem. In today's Wall Street Journal, Steve Moore has a very interesting article, which just confirms that as soon as you build a larger base from which to operate the economy, smaller percentage in terms of taxes results in higher tax revenues, and that's what we're now experiencing, as we did under Kennedy and Reagan when we had tax cuts.
Exactly, and it's that basic and empirical. Steve and I have spoken many times on that issue, and it's hard to refute that, but unless you happen to be so ideologically fixed that you want to delude yourself into thinking anything different. But the numbers are there, Lou, are they not?
They are, and on top of it all, the National Federation of Independent Business, the organization that represents small businesses across the nation, has just reported that small business optimism shatters the record previously set 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. So small business people, who are the anchor to Windward in building an economy, are investing, they're building new plants, they're doing all kinds of things. It is really amazing what this turnaround is occurring.
Exactly. Just spoke with Bank of America's small business director, and she especially highlights what's happening amongst women in small business, how they have really grabbed the bull by the horns and they're taking off. Lou, I mean, everybody wants to bring up the female vote and everything, and to this point, if women are enjoying this kind of success under this president, how can the media or the pundits suggest that women would be anti-Trump and would want Democratic policies back leading the way?
Well, you know, they just the fake news is continues to work in fantasy land, and the numbers you're citing are absolutely correct. The employment among women is greater, and the advancement among women, as well as with Hispanics and Blacks exactly. and Asians, et cetera. So every discernible piece of the puzzle is improving with the economy that's going now with the Trump Republican tax cut.
Yeah, I mean, why would people want to come back? And this was Donald Trump's response, going, why do you want to fire somebody who's doing an outstanding job for you? Look at the GDP. Look at all these sectors of business. Yes, we have a trade issue, a trade discrepancy that many presidents heretofore have given a lot of bluster to, but have done nothing. But this president, without fear, has gone forward in the interests of the American people to protect the integrity of our trade, to level out the playing field, to protect American jobs and businesses. And as he said going into this, and his advisors warned us, look at this is going to, we're going to have to get through a period here, because after all, we have spoiled the heck out of our foreign partners, the Chinese. They love stealing from us. They love, taking. You talk about the redistribution of money. They have been redistributing, from our treasury, from our land, over $400 billion a year, Lou, and everybody just shrugged about it heretofore until Donald Trump comes on the scene and says, that ain't going to happen no more.
You're absolutely right. And an interesting corollary to that, the photograph on the front page of the Wall Street Journal this morning is a picture of the leaders of both South and North Korea as they are at a summit aimed at breaking the impasse with their separation. And right. they're now looking to, because of Trump's intervention and wise action with North Korea, I think we're going to see a reunification of those countries, and we're going to see the kind of improvement that you're talking about mm-hmm. in our relationship with China with proper trade balance.
Yeah, and we can't ignore China's role in this as well. They could really murk up the waters real quick because they are the direct connection with Kim Jong-un. And so it's important that we make nice. I hope, I pray that, you know, that there is a way in which, you know, President Xi can still maintain some integrity on this deal because his country for too long have been taking advantage of the American people and American businesses, our, you know, our private secrets, what they have done in terms of, you know, things that are of high value to our businesses. They've just been able to rip off our country. And, you know, and now we're saying, hey, this can't happen. So hopefully there is some reason and support besides, because I think that President Xi gets it, but it's a matter of convincing the rest of his constituency that we have to level the playing field here. And if that happens, then I think we all win from that.
You bet. And we also we have to keep our eyes focused on November. We've got to keep a good team in Washington. To, as Kim Strassel has urged, to extend and expand and develop further the tax cut and make permanent the tax cuts.
Exactly.
That's the promise of the future, and we have to follow through in November to make that happen.
Well, our president needs reinforcements, ladies and gentlemen, so you need to get out there and vote, send reinforcements, and let them see what a red wave really looks like. Lou, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, go to our limittaxes.org, our website. Join with us in this campaign to keep tax reform marching forward.
He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Hey, and thank you for joining in and being a part of the solution and not part of the problem. This is really the American way, not a Democratic or Republican kind of thing. It is a we thing. It's a we the people kind of thing. Bill Martinez here at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We have award-winning author Catherine Marsh with us. Her brand new book called Nowhere Boy, rather timely. When you think and consider what maybe you're seeing on TV, the refugee tragedy and horror that is taking a place in our world today, it is absolutely heartbreaking. And this book is quite timely, Catherine Marsh. And I thank you, you know, for presenting this to us, because, you know, the story that you tell here is just one of many millions in the naked city, as they would say.
That's right. And thank you for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
So give us the background of Nowhere Boy. You were in Belgium when this, I guess, the seeds began to fall into your spirit, right?
Exactly. So my husband moved us abroad in the summer of 2015 for a job in Brussels. We ended up in Brussels, the entire family. And it was a really eventful year, which we didn't entirely kind of realize how eventful it would be. 2015 was the height of the European refugee crisis. There were a million refugees coming into Europe. And at the same time, there were also the terror attacks that were happening around Europe, including in Paris nearby. There was a lockdown in Brussels while we were there, and also terror attacks the following spring in March of 2016. So this book really grew out of the experience of being abroad and of some of the struggles that we faced as a family, and then sort of extrapolating into the stories of all these other people who are new to Belgium, who are really struggling against even greater odds and with less resources.
So this story of Nowhere Boy and the genesis of it, we understand you find yourself in Belgium, you're at the height of the refugee crisis that's taken place. All these stories and the people, I mean, the heartbreak that you must have felt in watching this up close and personal, and your kids. I mean, how were your kids affected by this?
Well, it's interesting because our children went to, we put them in a French building.
Belgian school where they did not actually speak a word of French when they started, and they went through this experience of complete immersion and really struggled with it, as I think a lot of children do when they're in a new culture, in a new country, a new language. And watching them go through that certainly gave me a lot of sympathy for and empathy for people going through the experience, But at the same time, in Brussels that year, there was a refugee park that sprung up in the middle of the city because the government was having trouble registering the number of people coming in and really couldn't take care of people. And volunteers came out of the woodwork, including neighbors of ours, and helped feed and clothe and give shelter to the refugees that were coming into Brussels. Mm-hmm. So we were seeing this happen around us, and it was certainly something that I wanted my children to understand and be able to process. But this is really the largest number of displaced people and refugees in Europe since World War II.
Well, and here you are. I mean, you're a journalist. You've had a very successful, extensive background in journalism, and you're watching this, through the eyes, I'm sure, as a journalist in part, somebody who needs to document the history, and the other part as a mother. And
that's right.
And you yep. focus in on a 14-year-old boy.
Yes. And so one of the facts that really, was so upsetting to me is there are a number of unaccompanied minor refugees, basically children who are traveling by themselves either because they were orphaned or they'd been separated from their parents or sent ahead by parents in some cases. And about 2,600 of those children arrived in Belgium who are actually under 14 years old. And that to me was such a shocking statistic that children of that age, 14 and younger, were arriving in Belgium by themselves. And as a mother, that really, that was something that was just a very painful fact. At the same time, I became aware of a story that happened on the street where we were living in Brussels that involved a Belgian lawyer who had decided to hide a Jewish teenage refugee from Germany in his house. Mm-hmm. And he really sacrificed his life to do that. And so I was thinking about all of these things, and I really wanted to write a story about how, we move from fear and distrust to something that is more open and generous and kind.
So in this story where you're talking about this lawyer hiding a Jewish boy, we're talking in the modern era that he would be subject?
This is in World War II.
Oh, World War II. Okay. All right. Yeah. I missed that because I'm going, okay, sure. We know about World War II. So,
right. This is during World War II. So it had this amazing history of the Bloc that really seemed to speak to what was going on with these children coming in by themselves and people really, struggling to make their way through Europe.
And how do these kids exist? I mean, is it just on the street by their own wits? Has to be.
Well, in some cases, yes, there are facilities that are available, but sometimes the children don't want to go there. They're afraid. A lot of times because people want to get to certain countries, they don't want to register in the first country they end up in or the second country. So there are a lot of reasons why the children didn't end up in the shelters, but some of them did. And, even that was a difficult experience. This is an institutional environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, in those situations, when you got these young kids this vulnerable, and we already hear what's happening in other parts of the world, I'm sure, sex trafficking and all the other evil stuff comes into play with the kids
Absolutely.
Being this vulnerable, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That they're a very vulnerable population. And, as a journalist, when I decided I wanted to write about this, I went out and I interviewed people who worked with refugees, unaccompanied minors, and who really had experience. And, one thing I think a lot of Americans don't understand is how vastly different this population is depending where, the refugee is from. And there's a huge difference between, the sort of socioeconomic background education of someone from Afghanistan versus Syria. And even within those categories, there's a lot of differences. So I think that, it's important to sort of also not generalize about this population.
Exactly. We're talking with Catherine Marsh, award-winning author, her brand new book, Nowhere Boy, discussing the whole plight of refugees. And
you're exactly right, Catherine. I mean, it's very difficult in America today because of, we've had borders that have been compromised, the influx of refugees, people coming into the country with maybe mixed ideas. Some, you know, even up front saying, hey, look, we want to harm America. We want to hurt America. So the American citizen is taking this all in the mix and recipe, but yet we're conflicted because in our very hearts and nature is that we're very giving and supportive people. When there are any kind of emergencies that take place, Americans are always at the front of the line to, you know, send support, do what we can. But we're having a hard time, I think, collectively reconciling this whole refugee situation and how, you know, what is our role and how can we responsibly participate in this without compromising our own security on behalf of our kids and our family?
Bill, that's a great question. And I think one of the things that, you know, from my experience in Belgium that I think is important is distinguishing feelings about this from facts. And so, for example, in Europe, you know, there is a real fear of refugees because of the terrorist attacks. But the refugees, the people who are committing the terror attacks in Paris and Brussels, which were the ones that were most proximate to me, were actually European citizens. Mm-hmm. They were not refugees. In some cases, you know, they're taking advantage of the refugee routes. But there are people who really had not been fully integrated in some ways into European society. I think we have to have really honest discussions about you know, the challenges of integrating people. And I think it's important for both sides to listen to each other about that. And that's something that I tried to do in the book, is to have a variety of opinions about refugees and the refugee crisis expressed in the book. But I do think that when we separate facts from feelings, that we, you know, that there is a big place for openness, mm-hmm. and that there is a big place for integration and for generosity. And, you know, I think it is part of our history as Americans. I have three grandparents who are immigrants, including one who actually came to the country through Mexico because mm-hmm. the 1924 Immigration Act excluded immigrants from Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. and she was from Eastern Europe. And so she had a really hard time getting into the country. Mm-hmm. But these are people who really gave a lot back to the country. I think it's just really important that we do that we try to listen to each other, to not take offense so quickly, and to really, you know, to open our hearts to different opinions, but also to otherness and difference.
Right. Well, I think the challenge is, this we get into our government and the job of the government, to make sure that there are, there are fair rules to this, and there are rules that work out that are win-win for the refugee and, for the citizen, that you make sure that people are properly vetted, that they're coming here to advance the cause of liberty and the American way of life. Also, the other thing to consider, and for me, what breaks my heart is here's people, you know, from all parts around the world who find themselves in a refugee situation. They've had to leave their homes. They had to leave their friends, their family, everything that they grew up with. And what do we do? I'm not sure what the immediate answer is, but I just, part of me says, if it's at all possible, if there's something that can be done to keep them closer to home, to where they can be reunited and brought back, that's better, as opposed to thousands and thousands of miles away. Somewhere in between the middle of that is the answer, and I guess every case is different, right?
Yes, I do think that's true, although, you know, the problem is that there's so many dangerous parts of the world
exactly.
right now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.